Welcome to episode 865 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Daniel 11 is a continuation of the visions and prophecies found in Daniel 2, 7, and 8, providing a more detailed account of the political and religious powers that would arise, affect God's people, and ultimately lead to the final conflict and God's triumph. Starting from the Persian Empire and continuing through the Grecian Empire, Daniel 11 explores the rise and fall of rulers and kingdoms with accuracy that only the divine could reveal. It begins with the Persian kings, moves through the swift conquests of Alexander the Great, and divides into the four winds of heaven, symbolizing the division of Alexander's empire among his generals. Note the detail. Daniel 11 verse 2 states, "And now I will show you the truth. Behold, three more kings shall arise in Persia, and a fourth shall be far richer than all of them. And when he has become strong through his riches, he shall stir up all against the kingdom of Greece." The three kings following Cyrus the Great include Cambyses the Second, Cyrus's son, who reigned from 530 to 522 BC. He is known for expanding Persian territory into Egypt. After him comes Bardia or Smerdis. He is often considered an imposter king who reigned briefly in 522 BC. His reign ended quickly under disputed circumstances, leading to Darius the Great's rise to power. Darius the Great, who reigned from 522 to 486 BC, is the third king. Darius is known for consolidating and organizing the empire, including initiating ambitious construction projects such as the palace at Persepolis and for improving the empire's administration. The fourth king, richer and more powerful than his predecessors, is identified as Xerxes I, who reigned from 486 to 465 BC. Xerxes is most famous for his massive military campaign against Greece, which included the Battle of Thermopylae in 480 BC. This invasion is the stirring up against the Kingdom of Greece mentioned in the prophecy. What's fascinating is how Daniel 11 doesn't just stop at historical recounting. This passage thrusts us into the period characterized by the rulers of the north and the south, representing the Seleucid and Ptolemaic dynasties, respectively. These verses are more than a mere recounting of historical facts. They serve as a declaration of God's dominion over epochs and empires. Every incident, every ascent and descent of kings was anticipated by God and documented by Daniel. Daniel 11 verse 22, "And the arms of the flood shall be swept away before him and shall be broken, and also the prince of the covenant." This verse points to the rapid expansion of the Roman Empire and the pivotal event of Christ's crucifixion under Roman authority. The Prince of the Covenant refers to Jesus, emphasizing his central role in God's plan of salvation. In Daniel 11 verse 31 we read that, "Forces from him shall appear and profane the temple and fortress, and shall take away the regular burnt offering, and they shall set up the abomination that makes desolate." This foretells significant developments in the spiritual realm, including the rise of pagan and papal Rome's attempts to change God's law and interfere with true worship. The abomination that makes desolate is associated with the establishment of false religious practices and the persecution of faithful believers. The final six verses in the chapter describe the final conflict between the King of the North and the King of the South. The King of the North is identified with papal power in its end-time context, while the King of the South represents secular or atheistic powers opposed to God's truth. This prophecy underscores the global scope of the end-time conflict involving God's people and the forces arrayed against them. Daniel 11 isn't merely about earthly battles and political intrigue. At its core, it's about spiritual warfare. The conflicts between the kings of the north and the south are more than territorial disputes. They are battles within the great controversy between Christ and Satan. This prophetic narrative teaches us about the unseen war for our souls, the spiritual forces at work behind earthly thrones and decisions. The abomination that causes desolation is a pivotal moment that Jesus himself references in Matthew 24 verse 15. This speaks of a time when God's people would face severe persecution, a time when truth and righteousness would be trampled. Yet it's also a call to awareness and preparedness for God's people. Moving beyond history, Daniel 11 offers glimpses into the future, into events leading up to the end of time. The latter parts of the chapter describe a king who, according to verse 36, will do as he pleases, exalting and magnifying himself above every god. This is a prophetic depiction of the Antichrist power, a warning to God's end-time people. The battle lines drawn between the king of the north and the king of the south in the closing verses symbolize the final conflict between the forces of good and evil. It's a conflict that encompasses the whole world, drawing everyone into a decision that has eternal consequences. The message for us today is clear. We must choose our allegiance wisely, knowing that our eternal destiny is at stake. Daniel 11 is not just a record of past and future events. It's a call to God's people. Verse 32 says, "The people who know their God shall stand firm and take action." This is a call for spiritual discernment, courage, and action. In a world filled with deception and spiritual darkness, knowing God and His Word is our safeguard. In the face of deception, persecution, and moral decay, God's people are called to know Him truly, His character, His promises, His Word, and to stand firm in faith. This knowledge isn't merely intellectual, it's relational, experiential, transformative. It's this deep personal knowledge of God that empowers us to be strong and to act with courage and conviction, even in the darkest times. Daniel 11 doesn't just recount history or predict future events. It calls for spiritual vigilance. The detailed prophecies about the kings of the north and the south, about conflicts and alliances, are reminders that our world is a battlefield. Every decision, every conflict has spiritual underpinnings. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." This passage in Daniel encourages us to be vigilant, to discern the times, and to understand that behind the earthly power struggles, a greater spiritual war is raging, a war for our allegiance, our hearts, and our eternal destiny. As we navigate through the tumultuous waters of Daniel 11, we're reminded of God's absolute sovereignty. Amidst the rise and fall of empires, amidst the conflicts and the chaos, God's hand is at work, steering history towards its ultimate fulfillment in His kingdom. This should give us tremendous comfort and hope. Despite how things may appear on the surface, God is in control. He is working out His purposes, and nothing can thwart His plans. Finally, Daniel 11 points us to the hope of deliverance. The prophecies may describe conflict and suffering, but they also promise that God's kingdom will prevail. The forces of evil will be defeated. The saints will be delivered. This hope isn't based on wishful thinking, but on the sure promises of God. As we await the fulfillment of these prophecies, we do so with the confident expectation that God will triumph, that justice will be restored, and that peace will reign forevermore. Daniel 11 isn't just ancient history or distant prophecy. It's a roadmap for living faithfully in the end times. It challenges us to be aware, to be discerning, to be faithful, and to be hopeful. As we navigate the complexities of our times, let Daniel 11 inspire us to deeper faith, greater courage, and more fervent love for our Lord and Savior. And as we near the conclusion of our more than 4-week journey through the book of Daniel, let's not lose sight of its profound implications for our lives. Let's be vigilant, discerning the spiritual realities behind the earthly scenes. Let's be comforted by the assurance of God's sovereignty, knowing that He is in control and that His plans will be fulfilled. Let's be faithful, deepening our relationship with God and standing firm in our faith, no matter what challenges we face. And let's hold fast to the hope of deliverance, looking forward to the day when God's kingdom will be fully established. Father, give us the wisdom to understand and courage to live out the truths You reveal to us.
That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.